What can I tell you about Horneye? First, I guess, is how to pronounce her name. It's Horneye, not Horny. And second, as I'm sure you figured out, she's a woman. Sadly, she's the only female theorist we'll discuss. As you might imagine, she'll have a response to Freud. Karen Danielson was born in a small town near Hamburg, Germany, in 1885. She was the second child and only daughter of a ship captain and his second, much younger, and very beautiful wife. There were other adult kids from her father's first marriage who apparently turned her father against her mother and also against his new children. Karen's father did take her on trips with him. He took her to sea 3 times, but she felt unloved by him. He was devoutly religious. He was also domineering and sexist. He was known to erupt into anger when reading the Bible and throw the Bible at his wife. She and her mother had an alliance of sorts. When Karen was 20, her mother left her father. Karen developed extreme affection toward her brother, possibly as a way to cover up hostility toward him since her father treated him much better than her or her mother. When her brother died at age 40, she went into a severe depression. Karen never considered herself attractive and decided early on that she would be smart. She set her final goal in Adler's terms. She decided she'd go to medical school despite her father's disapproval. This was an unconventional goal at the time. She was one of the first women in Germany admitted to medical school. She met and then married Oscar Horneye while in college. Oscar, like her father, was domineering and disciplined their 3 daughters physically. Interestingly, her daughters reported that she was cold to them and detached. She and Oscar eventually separated and then divorced. After that, and possibly before that, Karen had a number of affairs, including with Eric Fromm, our next theorist. She moved to the U.S., taking a position at the Chicago Institute of Technology, and then to New York to the New School for Social Research. She didn't study with Freud directly, but she became acquainted with Freudian theory and was analyzed by Carl Abrams, one of Freud's close associates. Her first paper reflected a straightforward Freudian view. Later, she abandoned orthodox psychoanalysis in favor of a more socially oriented theory, one that had a more positive view of feminine development. In 1939, she published New Ways in Psychoanalysis, in which she called for abandoning instinct theory and putting more emphasis on the ego and social influences. A reviewer called this book a 14-round ring battle between the new ways, Horneye, and the old ways, Freud.